This video is going to be a man-to-man video. What you have to know when you're dating a woman or any woman that you're seeing, especially on a consistent basis, okay, is she has one job. And this is not a job she decided to pick herself. This is not a job that her girlfriends told her to do. This is not a job that her mom told her to do. This is not something that she read in a magazine. This is not something that she read in a book. If you are dating a woman, she has one job that subconsciously goes through her brain. You can blame God for this. You can blame Mother Nature for this. But you sure as hell cannot blame her for this. Her one job when she's dating you, or when you're dating her, or when she's seeing you, her one job, what is her one job? She has one job, and that one job is to consistently and consciously make you feel inadequate. She has the job of making you feel inadequate. Why would a woman want to make you feel inadequate, especially if there is some sort of concept of love there, if there is some sort of dating dynamic where she looks out for you and you look out for her? Why is she doing that? Blame God for this, blame Mother Nature for this. I don't care who you blame for this, but you cannot blame the woman. Why is she doing this? She is doing this to test your sexual market value. She wants to make sure on all levels, at all times, in every way, shape, and form, that you are who you say you are. You say, I am this. If she looks at you and you identify as a confident man, or you are coming across as a confident man, that is the ultimate I am statement of I am this as a man. You cannot bend me, you cannot break me, you cannot change me. I am who I am and I am who I say that I am. If we understand that women like to test for two things, they are testing for your interest and they are testing for your congruency. Congruency means that you are who you say you are. She wants to make sure that you're not full of shit. She wants to make sure you're not putting up a front. She wants to make sure that you're not putting up a mask or a false persona. How does she do this? By testing your ass to see if she can make you feel inadequate. Why does she do this? This is heavy, so pause and let this sink in. Why does she do this? Why would a woman want to make you feel inadequate, especially if you assume that this woman likes you? And she probably does. Maybe you two even slept together. Maybe you two even went on great dates. Maybe you two kissed in the park and picked dandelions. Why would she want to make you feel inadequate? Because on a deep down level, she needs to make sure that you have confidence and conviction in yourself, because she wants to know that, number one, you are who you say you are, and number two, she wants to know that you can protect her. These are two basic things. So what goes off in her girl brain? What goes off in girl world? What goes off in the mind of a woman when she's sitting there looking at that man thinking, is this a man who I really want by my side? She tells herself this one thing. She says, if me, this man has all this going for him, right? The big bad wolf in the story, the big bad beast, Beauty and the Beast, or the big bad wolf, okay, whatever you want to call it. She's looking at you, she's going, wonder if he actually is as strong as he says he is. I wonder if he actually is the Incredible Hulk. I wonder if he actually is Superman, he's acting like it. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm going to test his strength. I'm going to test his confidence. I'm going to test his assertiveness. I'm going to test his personality and his identity in who he is. So she tells herself, if I can make him feel adequate, this sweet little angel of a woman, if I'm strong enough as a sweet little angel of a woman to make this man feel inadequate, if I can actually make a grown man feel inadequate, what else can I do to him? Well, now she picks at you. Now she's going to pick at you step by step. She's going to test your confidence level. If you have a goal and you tell her your goal, she's going to say, that's it. She's going to say, that's a dumb goal. Why would you pick that one? And you're going to sit there and you're going to go, this woman who's supposed to want me, who is supposed to support me, who's supposed to be there for me, why on earth would she say this? She's doing this to see if she can make you feel inadequate. A woman's whole job, when she's with you, when she's around you, when she's by your side, she wants to say, hey, is this man able to be moved off center? Can I make this man feel inadequate? If I can make this man feel inadequate in any way, shape, or form, I don't want him. She has to test your strength. She has to test your strength 24/7. See, I was just like you when I was younger. I was just like you. So I used to think that love and the concept of true love and the concept of man and woman means you love me, I love you, let's build this big happy family. It's all going to be sunshine and rainbows. It's all going to be peaches and cream. We're going to walk in the park and pick dandelions and drink coffee and talk about whatever. And then you start to realize slowly but surely it doesn't work that way. Because that's not how God or that's not how Mother Nature intended it. You are dealing with Mother Nature and hardwiring 24/7. She only wants the strongest. She wants the strongest man she can find. And that does not just mean your biceps. That means your internal confidence, your internal identity, and your internal conviction in yourself. If she can make you feel inadequate about anything, I don't care if it's how tall you are. I don't care if it's how big your muscles are. I don't care if it's how big your bank balance is. I don't care if it's her telling you that your goals are... Here's the thing. Women are great at this. If your goals are too big, she's going to tell you that that's stupid because you know what? It's unachievable. If your goals are too small, she's going to look at you and say, that's all you're pushing for? If your goals are just right and just perfect, she's going to look at you and say, why don't you shoot for the stars, baby? Her whole job is to do whatever she can do to try to make you feel inadequate. The second that she can make you feel inadequate, you have proved her right. You have proved her right that she should probably look for a different option. When you as a man operate and your yes means yes, your no means no, who you are is who you say you are, that is called an unmovable rock. So over here, what you see that I have a rock. It can't change shape. It can't be broken. It's rock solid. This needs to be you. Because at the end of the day, whether you are the cowboy, the rock star, the professional basketball player, the professional football player, or the YouTube guy with a cigar, her whole job is to make you feel inadequate. Her whole job is to test your strength. Her whole job is to test your mental fortitude. Her whole job is to test your identity. This does not mean that you get mad. This does not mean you get angry. You look at her with a smile on your face and you say yes. Or you say no. Or you say it is how it is. Or you say that's how it's going to be. And no need for explanation. The more you explain, the more you're backpedaling. The more you're backpedaling, the more that she does not want you. You have to understand this rock needs to be you. Through and through. There is no room for error. There is no room to be anything else. The rock is how you win.